Advocate Bongani Majola is a chair of the South African Human Rights Commission, joins me on the line now. Happy Human Rights Day to you, Bongani, and thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much to you, and happy Human Rights Day, sir.
It is a little strange, isn't it? It is the first time since 1994, the dawn of democracy, that we will not have mass gatherings and meetings to commemorate, of course, what happened on this day in 1960 when those 69 people died in Sharpeville.
Yes, it is quite true that because of this pandemic, we are not able to do that, but it doesn't refute the fact that this is a very important day, especially this year, because, you know, the country has, the democratic South Africa has just passed a quarter of the century in existence, and the South African human rights will be 25 years, and it's time to look back and look back and see what have we achieved in rights, and look forward to say what do we plan to do. We also faced with the fact that, in 10 years' time, we have to show that we have fully achieved our sustainable development goals, which also deal with human rights. So it's a very important time. In spite of the COVID-19, I think the fact remains that it's a good time for us now to look at what have we achieved and what remains to be done and what have we not achieved.
Perhaps let's answer those questions then. Let's start with what has been achieved from your vantage point over the last 25 years.
Well, a lot has been achieved. For example, apartheid thrived on denying the existence of social economic rights and of oppressing people in spite of its acceptance that there are rights, civil and political rights, but felt that it's for other people. So we now fully have civil and political rights. We have socio-economic rights in the country. And the government fulfill and protect and promote those rights has done quite a lot, really. You know, it's given people access to housing, to water and sanitation, to education, to healthcare. I mean, the list is quite long. And so I think that is a good reason for us to celebrate. We can walk free. We can live wherever we want. We can speak freely and so on. The rest of the continent looks up to South Africa as the best democracy in the sense that even its Human Rights Commission can criticize the government openly, when in other countries, a Human Rights Commission chairperson or commissioner can be locked up if they exercise the right to criticize the government legitimately. So we've gone quite a long way, but there is also still quite a long way that we need to go, I must say, unfortunately. You know, we see that the momentum that we had when our democratic dispensation started has kind of reduced. We used to build houses, find accommodation for people at a higher rate, provide them with water and sanitation, with healthcare and so on. And all that seems to be slowing down to the extent that I'm worried about whether or not in 10 years' time we'll say that we have met our sustainable development goals. So we need to reflect about how are we going to go about increasing the momentum, dealing with violence against gender-based violence, for example, but also dealing with a very troubling phenomenon that is creeping up and nobody is talking about it, namely that there is now less and less regard for the law. More people are disregarding the law. On the roads, in supermarkets, everywhere, you see a blatant disregard of the law. And if we are to build a culture of human rights, that culture has to hang on a society that observes the rule of law. And if the society doesn't observe the rule of law, whatever the government does in terms of trying to fulfill human rights is going to fall on arid ground. You know, so we need to send a message to our population that these are their rights and they've got to do something. They've got a role to play in upholding them and making sure that we have a culture in the country of human rights.
For me, therein lies the challenge, Bongani, because yes, what's written on paper in the Constitution is marvelous. No one can question it or even argue that we should not have any of the aspects of the human rights that are afforded us. Government, one could argue, perhaps is not doing enough to ensure the realization of those human rights for all humanity in South Africa. My challenge often has been in a fellow South African restricting my right to freedom, to, you know, name the right that is due to me. And a lot of that has to do with the levels of lawlessness that is in question. COVID-19, I think, is really highlighting the shortcomings of our democracy, where you have, for the moment, 202 people, mostly privileged, who've tested positive for the COVID-19. And we all are waiting and bracing ourselves for the moment when the townships or informal settlements are afflicted with this, because we will see this virus playing itself out in a very, very different way. And what it highlights, 25 years later, there's still a lot of injustice in our society, isn't there?
But you're emphasizing what I've just been saying, that, you know, it doesn't matter how much the government works, if the people on the ground do not embrace the philosophy of human rights, that I can enjoy my rights only if I observe your rights, and you can enjoy yours only if you observe mine. It's going to be like this. I understand in other countries now, people are completely discriminating against people with COVID-19. In this country, I've seen some semblance of that. There isn't the view that, listen, everybody has got a right to health care, and therefore, if these people are not well, let us help them to access that right, you know. So it's a big problem. But I think you are right in saying that there is lawlessness, because without the observance of the law and without the effective law enforcement agencies doing their work religiously, we are going to get people who are going to try and perpetuate the state of chaos in the country.
What advice, if any, are you affording government when it comes to corruption, to poverty, to high levels of unemployment, violent crime, all of these things significantly restricting South Africans' enjoyment of their rights?
Well, the advice that I'd like to give to government is simply that they have to strengthen their law enforcement agencies so that they fight corruption, because I think that is where it all starts. But also those agencies should be jacked up so that they maintain law and order. But, I mean, they cannot do this all alone if the society itself is not hungry for peace and law and order. I would also say that we as the public have a role to play in meeting government halfway. But government cannot do all this alone. For example, government has to work with civil society, but also with organizations supporting constitutional democracies, like the South African Human Rights Commission. And, you know, I think a lot needs to be done in that regard, because we can authoritatively point out to government things that need to be done and assist in pointing the way in which it can be done. But sometimes you do find a way that when you try to approach government, you really don't get any response from government. And that is a big, big problem, because part of our job is to observe the extent to which the government is fulfilling the rights as required in the Constitution. And so we can tell them that, listen, this is the way that we think we can do it better.
Other areas of concern as far as how we enjoy human rights in this country that have been highlighted includes police brutality and how South Africans often will fall victim to a service that is meant to be of service to the people of South Africa. And there's an inconsistent role, if you like, being played, particularly by government, in advancing the rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people. There are concerns around how the children with disabilities have very limited access to quality education. All of these things essential in not only realizing then those human rights rights of those South Africans and those who are seeking refuge in this country. But as you say, meeting those sustainable development goals that we also party to trying or aspiring at least to achieve.
Yes, I think you are right. I mean, you are looking back very well to what still needs to be done. I agree with you that children with disabilities still have a raw deal, if I could say. Many of them are still outside school, but we need to get together with government and to work together with government to achieve this. Of course, government sometimes says that the economy is now weak, but I think that you are absolutely right in saying that there are things that we can do. For example, enforcing law and order, so that you women, are not abused and killed, and that cases that are to be investigated are very religiously investigated and prosecuted, so that people know that there will be consequences if you break the law. I think that it's very, very important. However, I would like to go back again to my message that we need, as the population, to actually extend our hands and meet government halfway by observing the rights of my neighbor, and my neighbor should observe my right. And when that happens, I think we will move significantly forward towards creating a culture of human rights in this country.
Happy Human Rights Day to you, Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Advocate Bongani Majola, the chairperson of the South African Human Rights Commission.